Yes. Well, first of all, the comments that you already expressed by Judge Brinkema are completely inappropriate and actually a violation of judicial ethics canons. And I believe attorneys are in the process of filing an ethics complaint against her. Interestingly, back in October, when John pled guilty, she said that 30 months was an appropriate sentence for him. And everyone wonders what changed her mind between October and December. And what I'll tell you, what changed her mind was a secret, quote, victim impact statement by the supposedly covert officer, whose name everybody knows, against John. Now, neither the public nor the defendant, John Kiriakou, were allowed to see this obviously inflammatory and prejudicial statement, yet it formed a large part of the sentencing hearing about how John had harmed this person and harmed the CIA and harmed the country.
And
It's
Jess,
something.
let me just inject here that in the plea bargaining, what John ultimately accepted as the single charge that he pled guilty to was violating the Intelligence Identities Protection Act. Now, this had nothing to do with the information that he gave to reporters about the waterboarding of Abu Zubaydah or related matters. This was the gotcha that when he went in for that FBI interview that Scott Shane detailed in the January 6th New York Times article, that's what they were able to stick him with. So this then led to this secret victim statement that was presented to the judge, but the defendant, since he had lost his security clearance, wasn't permitted to see it. Were you or any of the attorneys permitted to see this victim impact statement?
I did not see it. And the night before the statement came out, they pulled John's security clearance specifically so he could not see it.